Hey there, Marihuaneras. Thank you for lighting up and tuning in to this, the Stony Woman episode. It's the podcast premiere of Stony Woman, a smoky song. I'll be taking you behind the scenes of the making of Stony Woman, a faded film, and delving into the writing of Stony Woman, a smoky song. This episode has everything: music, copyright infringement, two live crew, and the Supreme Court. But first, breaking from the newsroom, welcome to Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. It's election season, and civically engaged chickens all over the city are leaving the roost and crossing the road to cast their votes. As corrupt career politicians find themselves on the receiving end of subpoenas and prison sentences. Will these elections provide a cleaning of the coop, a new day for poultry politics in the city of Los Angeles, or will incumbent cocks cling to their corn-encrusted perch? We've got Paula Dos Poyos, local chicken, here in studio. Paula, your community used to be a strong majority poultry voting bloc, but has been cut in half and politically disenfranchised as a result of redistricting. Will you be crossing the road this year to vote in these elections? Thank you, Paula Dos Poyos, local chicken, for getting out the mother cluckin' vote. This has been another installment of Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. And now, it's time to light up and tune in to our feature presentation, Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads.
She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree, who copes with life by smoking too much weed, dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I wanna be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la Marihuanera, as seen on IG.
OMG, Marihuaneras, the summer sesh, jokes and tokes, June 12th at the Artistry Studio Lounge is right around the corner. It is almost here. This is a 420-friendly comedy show. There's going to be free bong rips. Yes, free bong rips. Umo, weed, and mota glass bongs provided by Umo and mota glass. You've heard me talk about Umo on this podcast before. Umo is our sponsor for the June 12th Marihuanera Jokes and Tokes Summer Sesh, and Mota Glass is going to be the official glass company there representing at the bong bar. Come get your free bong grips, which are included with purchase of ticket, and you can also enjoy special in-person promo deals on Umo Flower. We've got deals on 8ths, buy one, get one, Umo Flower. Yes, check out Eventbrite. It's the Marihuanera Jokes and Tokes Summer Sesh at the Artistry Studio Lounge, June 12th in West Hollywood. With your purchase of a ticket, you have access to the free rips at the bong bar. You also have access to these special eights on Umo Flower. Umo is a brand new Mexican-American owned Salinas-based cannabis brand. And this brand is not carried in every dispensary. Like, you cannot get it everywhere. It's brand new. We're launching this brand. We're trying to get the word out. It's delicious. I smoke Umo Flower not only when I'm recording Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, but out and about and in my daily life. When I'm skating, I'm most likely smoking Umo. So come through. It's going to be a good ass time. You can hit the link in my bio on my Instagram at @Mala_Munoz. You can also check out Eventbrite. You can check out the Umo Instagram at get.umo. You can check out the Artistry Instagram. You could hit up Eventbrite. Get your tickets. It's going to be a good ass time. Why else come to the sesh? Well, first of all, the Studio Lounge is the only legal consumption lounge in LA. So why is this a big deal? Generally speaking, at licensed dispensaries, you are not allowed to consume cannabis on the same property. So this is a space where you can not only shop Umo flower or whatever kind of flower you want to smoke, you can shop right there. You can order up to the lounge and enjoy a live comedy show featuring me and comics like Danielle Perez, Vince Caldera, Luis Lemus, and Daniel Cabral, who's also our DJ and MC. It's going to be a bomb fucking time. Stand-up comedy, weed. It's going to be everything. Free bong rips. So again, hit up Eventbrite. Get your tickets, and I will see you on Sunday, June 12th at the Artistry Studio Lounge for jokes and tokes. Well, 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 Mighty Juanetas, welcome to Season 2, Episode 20 of Mighty Juaneta, a podcast for potheads, created, hosted, and written by me, Mala Munoz. This is the Stony Woman episode. A reminder, you can leave me a voice message that just might make it into a future episode of Mighty Juaneta, a podcast for potheads, by heading to locatoraradio.com and leaving me a message on the speak pipe. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, Besitos, while you're at it, locatoraradio.com. Also, check the show notes of this episode on Apple Podcasts for a link to my party, the Summer Sesh, on June 12th. Get your tickets for free bong rips, smokes, and jokes. Also, on Apple Podcasts, leave me a review. If I make you laugh, if I make you cry, if I make you cough, leave me a review or a voice message. Obey me. Also remember, you can subscribe to the Mighty Juaneta tier on the Locatora Productions Patreon and use our affiliate code Mighty Juaneta P4P for a discount off of your next glass purchase at Latina-owned mota-glass.com. So I'm going to take you behind the scenes of the making of Stony Woman. If you follow me on Instagram at @Mala_Munoz, or you subscribe to our YouTube channel for Locatora Productions, or you follow us on TikTok, then you have probably seen the video that I made to support Stony Woman. It is a gorgeous video. I'm going to talk all about it. I wrote the lyrics for Stony Woman. Crystal sang it. The Brown Boys did the music and the instruments and all that good stuff. So we're going to get into it. But before we get into that, I want to talk about some life updates. I want to talk about myself, and then I want to talk more about myself, and then I'll talk about the genius of Stony Woman, which is just another way of continuing to talk about myself. But first things first, I got booked on my first comedy show. I'm on the fucking lineup, y'all. July 3rd at the Chatterbox on Citrus in Covina. I'm doing 7 minutes. I've been hitting the open mics. I've been writing. I've been rewriting. I've been getting up, and I'm really excited to share what I've been working on at the Chatterbox. I consider the Chatterbox my home comedy venue. That's my mic. That is where I prefer to go to try out my material. And you can get your tickets to Chatterbox Comedy Night on Eventbrite the week before the show. So it's July 3rd. So that week leading up, keep an eye out on my Instagram. Keep an eye out on Eventbrite. You can follow Chatterbox Comedy Night for updates. And, you know, the Chatterbox is the first real open mic that I went to, and I wanted my first show to be at the Chatterbox. And major shout out to Steve Hernandez and all the comics who have just been super funny, supportive, and welcoming. Steve booked me. So yeah, come see this historic moment, because this is my first like legit stand-up comedy show, the first lineup of other comics that I've been added to, the first show I've been booked on, and hopefully it's the first of many. So yes, hope to see you there. I also want to say, I hope you fools at home got out the vote. Shout out to Eunice Hernandez, who ran for city council, Liz Alcantar, who ran for state assembly, and Nicole Lopez, who ran for Congress. They spoke to us on Locatora Radio as part of our Latinas in Cannabis. Not Latinas in Cannabis. They spoke to us on Locatora Radio as part of our Latinas in Politics series. You can tune into their interviews on Locatora Radio. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts to get their stories. What else have I been up to? I've been roller skating. I've been really finding my skate flow, focusing a lot on dance and movement as opposed to like tricks. I used to dance with my mom. I still love to dance. And I've been really interested in adapting like different types of Latin dance and Latin dance rhythms and movements for quad skates. So salsa on skates, anyone? Also question, if I were to organize random skate meetups, would you come? Like if I just posted like skate meetup Venice Beach Sunday, you know, in the future, not this Sunday. This Sunday is Jokes and Tokes, is the summer sesh. So go to that. But in the future, if I were like, meet me in Venice, 5 hour skate sesh, would you come? Leave me a review, leave me a note in Apple Podcasts and tell me, because I'm on the verge of organizing skate meetups. What else? I've been writing. One thing I've been writing is scripts, new podcasts, songs and jingles. And of course I've been writing like little songs. And one of those songs being this rewrite that I did of Pretty Woman, originally by Roy Orbison. And in this rewrite, I imagine that Pretty Woman is a pothead. She's La Marihuanera, walking down the street. And the street, in the case of this video that we created, is Santee Alley, Los Callejones. So I want to play for you guys for the first time ever on the Marihuanera podcast. This is A Stony Woman. Listen up, Marihuaneras. If you have been lighting up and tuning into Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, since season one, episode one, then you know that I like to get high when I record. And when I record, I like to smoke flower from Mexican-American-owned Salinas-based cannabis brand Humo. This is a brand new cannabis brand that just launched. And I have to say, this weed is not only delish, it also hits in all the right ways. Humo has a true mission of accessibility, quality, diversity, and uplift. And you know that this podcast, Marihuanera, is all about celebrating la vida marihuanera, la marihuanidad, normalizing our relationship to flower, and really getting rid of the stigma around cannabis use. The folks behind Humo feel the exact same way that we do. And let me just say, as a conscious cannabis consumer, I try really hard to support canna brands that are POC owned and led. There aren't that many, but Humo is turning out to be that girl. So don't just take it from me. Tune into episode 16 of Marihuanera with Humo brand partner and Mota Glass co-founder Susie Greens. You can also turn into this last episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, episode 19, with Susie Greens and Felicia Carbajal. Susie and Felicia talk about the history of criminalization and cannabis and why it's so important for us to support community-led efforts. Brands like Humo that are all about promoting equity and underserved communities in the cannabis space. They also get into different ways that the Possible Project utilizes really eco-friendly techniques to cultivate umo flower. So if you want to light up and enjoy some umo, you should actually come to our event on Sunday, June 12th at the Artistry Studio Lounge in West Hollywood, because Susie Greens is going to be there. The umo girls are going to be there at the Bong Bar, and you can get free bong ribs of umo flower. Come check it out, and remember, where there's fuego, there's umo. Okay, guys, so I hope you liked Stony Woman. You know, I am the type of creative that has a lot of different influences in my work. I love musical theater, I love music, and I love old-timey shit. I grew up listening to Roy Orbison, and Pretty Woman is a really iconic track. And for me, when I'm out skating, when I'm out smoking, I like to sing, I like to hum, I like to listen to music, I like to talk to myself, and I like to really be engaged with like music, lyrics, language, and all of those things kind of come together and combine for me to create something like this. So I don't necessarily remember how exactly it happened, but I remember thinking of the melody of Pretty Woman and thinking, I could turn this into like a fun spoof parody type song for the podcast. And instead of Pretty Woman walking down the street, it's Marihuanera walking down the street. And I typed up the lyrics, I sent them to Crisol, and I said, hey, I think that this could be a very fun, sunny LA Latin-ish type cover of this Roy Orbison classic. And so, funny story about Stony Woman as a parody and cover of Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison. So I reached out to my attorney because I was like, hey, just FYI, like I did this song cover. We have a video. It's going out on the podcast. It's going out on the social media. And I know that there are like fair use and copyright laws and things like that. So I just wanted to give my attorney a heads up and also get some feedback. So he sends me this long email and he's like, well, as it turns out, Pretty Woman is actually the song that like went all the way to the Supreme Court level and established the fair use and like parody laws and shit that we have today. Because back in the day, you can look this up on Wikipedia. It's on Wikipedia. The Two Live Crew sampled Pretty Woman and did like kind of a song parody. And so, of course, like litigation ensued and suing took place. And that case went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And as it turns out, Two Live Crew won. They were able to use the song. And now you have our fair use and copyright laws and rules and regulations as we know them today. So my attorney basically told me that he didn't give me the green light to put out Stony Woman, but he didn't tell me not to. He basically was saying that we could get a cease and desist, we could get the video taken down off of YouTube or Instagram. And, you know, an attorney's job is to think of every bad possible thing that could happen. We could be fined for tens of thousands of dollars. Like, it's a whole thing. But I said, you know, that's not a don't do it. It's not a no. So I'm going to do it. So we put it out and Crisol was like, fuck yeah, let's put it out. Because, you know, the internet is full of like song covers and parodies and all kinds of things. So I figure, what's the harm? How bad could it be? What's the worst that could happen besides litigation and getting sued for $10,000, which probably won't happen. Don't snitch on me. If I get in trouble, I'll know it was one of my listeners that fucking snitched on me and like went to the Orbison estate and they were like, did you know that this pothead podcaster is copywriting Pretty Woman? Did you know? You should sue her. I have no money. You won't get anything. Sue me, bitch. I have this vision of like a video of like a marihuanero walking down the street. It's got to be Santee Alley. It's got to be the Callejones because that's where I do all of my shopping, like for real, truly. So if you've ever seen me wearing a two-piece set, because I'm a set girl, I probably got it at the Callejones. I probably went shopping at Santee Alley. And then, of course, Chicali Products, CBD CBD by a Latina-owned brand, Chicali, their studio space is there in the Callejones as well. So it just all kind of came together for me. So Crisol sang, that's Crisol on vocals. We have the Brown Boys who did all the music and they composed it. Brian Gazzo on percussions, he mixed and mastered, Blue Tory on guitar, Eliza on keys, and you can check out the video on YouTube. Alejandro Zamora directed, shot, edited. He did an incredible job. And we also have Chelly Chicali of Chicali Products, who let us use her studio space not only to prep but to shoot. And she also was our production assistant on the project. So I'm super proud of Stony Woman. I am out of my mind proud of the work and of the reception. And just know that there's more where that came from. I see a Marihuanera musical mini-sode somewhere in the future. So keep an eye out. This project for me has always been about expression and creativity. It's a comedy podcast. It's a cannabis podcast. And for me, the best way to get the funny out is by exploring all avenues. And I like to try a little bit of everything. So thank you for being here for it. Thank you for being down for it. And thank you for lighting up and tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope to see you at the Marihuanera Summer Sesh for Jokes and Tokes, June 12th at the Artistry. Get your tickets on Eventbrite and get your free Humo bong rips at the Humo Mota Glass Bong Bar. Danielle Perez, Vince Caldera, Luis Lemus, and Daniel Cabral, as well as me, Mala Munoz, getting up on stage and telling some fucking jokes. So come, get high with us, get giggly. It's going to be a good-ass time. This has been another episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. Thank you for being here. Yeah.